W8REJ Mobile.
W8REJ Mobile, NATZT. Well, station calling, this is W8REJ, I didn't catch your call. Call here is November 8, Papa Zulu Tango, name here is Steven. I am currently calling from Petoskey, Michigan. Just getting off work here, I work at a hotel in Petoskey, and so I reach out to New Ham call.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I'm just leaving Beulah and heading for Honor. We're going to have our ham radio breakfast there at 9 o'clock. So, how's the weather up your way? Get any snow or, because we got just a dusting, maybe a quarter inch if we got that.
It's spitting a little bit, but the it's wet up a little bit. I've got actually, I can see the trees here. I'm kind of on an elevated area here. And I'm looking right into Little Traverse Bay off this hill I'm on. And so it's calmed down a bit. I work night shift at a hotel here, and sometimes I rest in the hotel parking lot before I head back. I live in Indian River, where I'm going to be headed in a minute here. But it looks like it's cleared off a little bit, so looks like I'll have good visibility heading back.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we're it's bird chilly here. I think it was 27 when I left the house. And, yeah, it's 27, that's what the car says. So, anyway, welcome to winter. Here it comes. So, yeah, I talked to some guys down around Manistee yesterday, and they said they had anywhere from 5 to 9 inches of snow, maybe 10.
Down in Bay City?
No, Manistee.
Oh, wow. I know somebody who lives in Manistee. They must be getting a lot of lake effect.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. That's what we get here in Beulah. We're just 7 miles from Lake Michigan. And then we live back up on Crystal Lake, which is 7 miles long. And it's the same way. It comes up over the hill and just down the valley where the lake is and right up through our backyard there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I lived in Travers in the late 90s, early 2000s, and I poked around to some of those areas a little bit, though it's been quite a few years now. And yeah, lots of little lakes through there, and the lake effect just goes all through those valleys. Right on 131 when you're heading out of Petoskey, if it's, there's this area where the wind just blows in from the bay right over the hills, and it's often in that one little area, whiteout conditions for about a mile before you, before you get clear again.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, we get that here too, but yeah, I used to live downstate, and I worked in the Battle Creek, Kalamazoo area, and 94 between Battle Creek and Kalamazoo was always bad. It was just like a skating rink down through there. Yeah, one time I was following a guy carrying open boxes of looked like aluminum siding, if I recall, and he got spinning. He tried to hit his brakes, and he got spinning on that ice, and he had aluminum siding spraying all over, 360 degrees.
W8REJ, NAPCT.
Yes, sir, NAPCT, go ahead. I have arrived at my location, so we're going to be going in here in a minute, but go ahead.
Yeah, I accidentally hit a button on my radio here. This is a Radiata, the DB25 Delta. It has an annoying habit of you accidentally hit the tone switch on it, there's a button on top of the thing. I had just programmed it tonight. I had some things I had to add to it and kind of trim it out a little bit. And it has the annoying habit of defaulting to a preset set of tones. So now I'm going to have to get in there and I'm going to have to fiddle with it manually. I've never seen a radio do that before. It's the one most annoying habit, because then I lose the tone squelch to, you know, to the opener, and I have to redo it manually. It should stay. It's a firmware issue. They really should fix it. If you're at your destination, sir, I'll let you go. I'll be, we'll catch each other again. You have yourself a good day.
Okay, 7-3, God bless you. Have a great day. Be careful out there. I'm clear.
NATZT, clear.
AB9NN mobile monitoring. Station calling, you just barely made the repeater. Could hear some audio, but that was about it. AB9NN mobile.
NATZT, Justin.
W8ZZU.
And 8DMH, mobile.
KF8ENF.
Hey, Bentley, I'll be right back. I just actually pulled into my first stop.
Standing by.
8DMH. Alright, any EMH, mobile.
KF8ENF, how you doing, Drake? You get over your holiday food coma?
Oh yeah, actually I went to go buy even more food. I didn't have any hash browns. And it was a really sad ordeal when I found that out.
Did you realize that after you made hash browns for breakfast this morning, or are you still waiting to make breakfast this morning?
Oh, I got up about an hour ago. And, after drinking a couple cups of coffee, figured it was time for some hash browns, opened the freezer, and discovered that the box of hash browns didn't have any hash browns in it. It was a really sad time.
Dang, I don't think you even have any kids you can blame that on.
I'm entirely blaming myself for that one, unfortunately.
First step toward redemption is admitting you have a problem.
Yeah, I have a hash brown problem. Oh, man. That's what I go to all the time. So, the best way I found to cook them, if you don't have a griddle, is actually put them in the air fryer. And you put them in there for about 10-15 minutes, and they're nice and crispy the whole way through.
Wow, that's interesting. I never thought about that. I learned from one of the crusty guys at Deer Camp how to make hash browns in a pan and to be able to flip them over very easily, and I thought that was a cool trick.
I'm very particular about my hash browns. They got to be just the right crunchy, the crispy crunchiness. Otherwise, it's no good. But anyway, that little bit of ketchup, salt, pepper, that's the stuff right there.
Well, good luck on cashing that in this morning and getting the perfect hash brown.
Oh, yeah. So, and I'm looking forward to having my vehicle back. Oh, I have it. I went to go put the snow tires on it and discovered that two of them were flat. Don't hold air. So hopefully, I took them to a fireplace, and hopefully they'll be done today. I've dropped them off yesterday. I was like, well, they're not on the car. I've got them on the wheels, and whenever you can fit them in, just fit them in. It's not like it's super high effort, because you don't have to pull them off the car or anything. So, they said either later yesterday or sometime today. Wow, my road is really icy. Woohoo! So hopefully they're done today. And then the bushings are supposed to be here on Tuesday. So, the adventure never ends. Wow. Yeah, I think somebody needs to come put some ice on the, or some salt on our road here. I was going 5 miles an hour, hit the brakes, and it's like I didn't hit the brakes at all. Wow.
Lane on US 131 through the entire Cadillac area yesterday. Really piss poor maintenance on the roads there. We drove down on Thursday and same thing. They had one lane cleared, the other lane not. Really made for a dangerous situation. I run winter tires on our car, so I was able to get in that lane and speed by everybody that was driving slow in the clear lane, but yeah, I think that's a bad move by the road commission there. I can't understand why they can't get both lanes of that that road clear.
I think they're, I don't know, it's not like it was coming down like crazy either, so I really don't know, but anyway, I noticed that up here too. There were a lot, there's lots of ice. There was. I mean, it's all cleared up now, but when it started coming down, the road commission's really dropped the ball, and they didn't really start plowing until it was already, we already had 2 or 3 inches on the ground at that point. And by that point, you know, it was already covering the road, and, you know, at first when it started snowing, it was melting, and then it started freezing, and, well, you know exactly what happened there, and they weren't putting salt down. It was kind of ugly. So, I don't know what's up with that. Last year they weren't too bad. This year it's just been, man, I don't know. But, all right, family, I just pulled in the driveway, so I'm going to head inside and get some breakfast, brunch, whatever you want to call it, going. Anyway, DMH.
Have a great Saturday. We'll see you another time. KF8, ENF.
KF8, BDR, mobile, Sioux.
Hey, good morning. KF8, ENF, Harbor Springs.
Hey, good morning. I'm just wondering how the roads are down that way. I'm heading down to Petoskey from the Sioux.
Yeah, they're fine down here. We didn't get a whole lot of snow. You go inland a little bit more, Grayling, Gaylord, they got hammered pretty hard, I guess, up to like 2 feet. We only got a couple of inches down here, and everything's cleaned up well. Main roads are awesome. You get onto some of the side streets in the parking lots, they'll be a little slippery, though.
That's good to hear, but yeah, we only got about an inch up in town, but the further south we get, they got about 5 to 6 inches.
Yeah, I would imagine you'll have smooth sailing all the way down I-75 and US 31.
Awesome, thank you. I just heard you guys were talking about, or someone was on here just talking about some of the roads yesterday, so I was wondering what they were like today.
It'll be a little bit different. Emmett County, which is the one that you run into right at the bridge going across on the lower side, goes all the way to Petoskey, and they do a really nice job of taking care of the roads up here. So, you know, you get into some other counties, though, and it can be hit or miss. Charlevoix, they tend not to always plow on the weekends, which can be problematic, but you should be fine coming through this way.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you. 73, KF8DDR.
Difficulty earlier, and I just want to see if I got it fixed. KF8 BQF. K-E-A-Y-I-L, walking by the radio. Yeah, it sounds fine.
All right, thanks. Yeah, I was shorting out on me, so I just wanted to see if I got it fixed. Thanks for the comeback. KFNQF, we're clear.
K-E-A-Y-I-L, happy holidays. We're clear, 7-3.
K-E-A-K-Z-K-O.